We are at Haymarket Theatre, and I'm speaking with Kelly. And Kelly comes from the Montfort University. And Kelly, let us know a little bit, how did that happen? How did you get in touch with here? How long have you been here? And so on.
Well, I went to De Montfort University in 2003, so graduated in 2006, but it was 2005. I basically did performing arts and English, and one of the modules had an opportunity to have a placement, and they put me in the Haymarket Theatre in the offices, and literally once a week I would come and I would try almost some work experience in each different department. So I did a little bit in the marketing team, I did a little bit in a rehearsal room because it was a producing house at the time and they were having rehearsals, and obviously that's the kind of background that I had, so that was quite good, and I thought I would go straight for the rehearsal room. But I actually did one of my days in front of house, so we were putting a show in, so it was working with the audience, it was organizing the front of house team, getting the show started on time, working with technical, and then it was that area that kind of grabbed me a bit more. And then from there, the front of house manager at the time just went, oh, do you want a job? And all I said was, yes, that's fine. And then it's literally gone from there. So I had a job straight away in the front of house team. So I was ushering. I also did a bit of the stage door, which is basically looking after the building, locking up, opening up, dealing with the performers, letting them in and out, looking after keys. And I've done some box office as well. So it's it was an amazing tool to get that sort of all-round experience all in one go. And then obviously the building closed down, but after that I was lucky enough to get a job with the Leicester Theatre Trust, which is the company that ran the Haymarket, that then moved on to Curve. So then, yeah, I started with them, then went on to Curve, and then after 4 years at Curve, ended up being their duty manager, went briefly to the Lakeside Arts Centre in Nottingham, and then for the last 5 years I was the box office manager at De Montfort Hall. So lots
quite
of
a little bit pretty, around,
yes,
isn't it?
Just moving around Leicester, but yeah, it's just having that sort of audience knowledge and looking at all the different venues within the city. And yeah, it's just a city that I like and enjoy living
really
with.
A broad and it's experience.
Exactly. And it's an amazing thing for the people of Leicester to have all of those different varieties of places to go to. So yeah, it's just been a brilliant experience, really. And now I'm back at the Haymarket.
Do you have any particular memory of any famous actors you were
from the Haymarket or from any
from
of the,
any of the venues you have been
so
working?
So many.
And you have been some encounter, maybe?
Yes. As a duty manager at Curve, you have to deal with the artists as they come in, and at the stage door as well. You speak to everyone, you get to know everyone. So when the comedy festival is on, actually, there's been a lot of big comedians. You know, I've worked. Did a show with Sarah Millican, John Richardson, Milton Jones. Lots of the comedians come in, and you just have a chat. You just get to talk to them as real people, and then they go on stage and they do their show, and you just go, "Oh, okay, that was a normal person 2 minutes ago." But then, yeah, so it's really interesting. But you meet so many brilliant people and creative minds, and yeah, it's just an industry where everyone gets to work together and gets to meet all these amazing people, which is a really good perk of the job.
What are you looking ahead in the future? What do you want to do?
Oh God, it's such a difficult question. So now I'm doing more operations, but I'm getting into the sort of programming side and administration. And for Treasure Island, I was involved in facilitating the cast members, so the community ensemble was my little project. So yeah, casting, programming, being more of the creative side is probably where my future is leaning, I'm hoping. You know, I've done a lot of the front of house aspects, so to be able to then be the person responsible for putting the shows on that the audience is used to go and see is an area that I'd like to move into, and I'm starting to get into, so it's really interesting.
Okay, I think that's all. Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
It's
thank
okay.
You very much.
I waffle a lot, sorry.